People who live in the country and who want to play Pokemon Go have a problem, correspondent Anna King explains.
Jim Heising and his family live on a farm outside of Findlay, Washington. Their fruit orchards skirt the Columbia River. They just moved here from the Bay Area a month ago, and then Pokemon Go came out. And then...
The experience has been a little bit frustrating because it seems like everyone else in the world is having this great fun with it, but out in the middle of nowhere, it's not that easy.
Not easy because there's no Pokemon to catch. Just a blank map, a yawning blue and green screen. Still determined to play, he and his two sons threw down some scent traps in the game that attract Pokemon toward players. And they got excited when they actually spotted a Pokemon near their trap.
And for whatever reason, we kept walking and walking and walking, and it didn't get any closer. So it was like the GPS signal or the Wi-Fi signal or something wasn't really, really good out there.
Well, then there's the cell service way out here.
Loading, 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 loading.
I learned a lot of techie reasons why Pokemon stops are found more often in cities. I'll just say, where there are more players or people, there are usually more Pokemon activity on the game. It works better. But even some players in fairly large towns are having trouble, like the fast-growing cities of Kennewick and Pasco. So some players are just commuting to the hot Pokemon spots. Flo the Chihuahua mix could care less about Pokemon. She's after real squirrel monsters down here in Howard Amon Park in Richland. But her owner, Jennifer Oriana, is a Pokemon nerd to the hilt.
I've been following it since my childhood, basically, so I've been shamelessly just liking Pokemon since then.
27-year-old Jennifer even sports an original Pokemon baseball cap. She dragged her dog and her brother Jose in this afternoon from Pasco and Kennewick, where there's a dearth of pocket monsters. Jose says you can only play in the Tri-Cities if you can drive or catch a ride.
I mean, unless you live, like, near downtown Pasco, or near a park or anything, that's the only way you'll be able to get a Pokestop at all.
Jose says a carload of his friends even drove 4 hours to Seattle just to play. Not far away, I meet Jen Turner. She's a freelance writer in Brooklyn who's visiting her folks in the Tri-Cities. She started playing Pokemon Go in Queens the first day it came out. So the biggest diff between the Big Apple and the Apple Capital, the amount of Pokestops where players can restock their potions and Pokeballs, and the gyms where players and their Pokemon throw down. In Brooklyn, they're everywhere.
I'll open up my map and I'll just see stops, like stop after stop after stop.
In Richland, with her parents, it's a different game.
I had to walk like a mile to get to the first Pokestop. And my parents, like, asked me to look at the map and tell them which direction we should head. And I was like, I don't know, like, probably a half a mile in either direction before the next, like, gym or stop or anything.
On the Findlay Fruit Ranch, Jim Heising says his kids were disappointed in the Pokemon rural experience. But it wasn't long before they returned to...
Lots of walks, riding bikes, shooting BB guns, lots of barbecues, mowing the lawn, taking four-wheel drives, all sorts of fun stuff like that.
I'm Anna King, outside of Findlay, Washington.